Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't know if you know this guy named Giovanni, but he's got a great name. And he's from Los Angeles, and he's getting very popular on social media.
I don't know any Giovannis in Los Angeles.
Oh, you don't?
Now, if we were talking Tequila, four Giovannis.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, these Giovannis in Tequila need to get it together because this Giovanni in L.A. has got a pretty awesome grandma by the name of Doris. She's 94, and he's started filming her as she is telling wild stories about her life. And the two of them appear on TikTok and other social media, and known as Sassy Gran. That's her handle.
Yep, there it is, Giovanni and Granny.
Yeah,
Doris.
There she is, Sassy Gran. Man, is that? And it looks like there's some pictures I see of Doris when she was a younger woman.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh, look at Doris. Doris, you know what? She got it. She was yeah. All right, Doris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for Doris.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about an old woman.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? In this installation, Doris shares what she did when she found out her husband had a lover when they were young. Doris befriended the woman, then got her in an embarrassing situation.
When you were young, you found out your husband had a girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
So you went and found out who she was, made friendly with her, and then what happened?
Well, we went out drinking.
Yeah.
And I wasn't hardly drinking. I was just putting her to her good. And I said, well, we better go eat so we can go home. And she was so drunk. Face went right down in her food, and that's where it stayed. I called him, come and get your lady friend. Her face is in the food. Yeah.
He must have been so shocked, Grandma. You're what they call savage.
I know, and I loved it.
She's awesome.
Nice. Good job, Sassy Gran.
I know, and I love that.
You know, that's such a tame response to what we've seen nowadays to anybody that finds out that their husband or wife is cheating on them.
Yeah, so she just gets her wasted, has her pass out, and goes, pick up your mess. I'm
out. She's just got her face in the food. This is fantastic.
This TikTok page, I mean, it might bring me back to TikTok. They got 524,000 followers, over 6 million likes, and everything is just like these random stories about her grandma riding a Harley. All getting right. into a fist fight, answering letters from all the fans because they have a P.O. box, which I think is funny.
And how long do these videos have to be? Is there a certain time limit?
Like a minute.
Because I remember Vine really tried.
Oh, yeah, the little 10-second ones.
Yeah.
But they didn't realize they should just do it privately so people could send their junk to each other.
That's what they should do, yeah.
But for $20, you can get a cameo of Sassy Grandoris.
Wow.
Or you can chat with her for $20.
Why not Vicky? I mean, for crying out loud, why is Sassy Grand more popular than Vicky?
I just need to get on TikTok, I guess.
Does Vicky have 524,000 followers?
No,
she doesn't.
But you know what Vicky does have?
Release the Kraken.
Sweet Kraken shirt.
Yes, I do.
Oh, nice shirt. Oh, because are those the ones that are at Costco now?
Yeah,
they are.
Yes, okay, yes.
Yeah, because I saw that they had that Costco had some, so that's I feel pretty dumb sitting there trying to get some.
Brad's got a cool Kraken shirt on as well.
Yeah.
I can't really see.
Yeah, look at that. It's the blue. It's the blue one.
What about Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, Joe's wearing one, too.
Oh, look at Joe.
Yeah, look at that.
And Danny.
Oh.
I've got a Kraken shirt on.
What is going on here?
Oh, wait. Your daughter's wearing a Kraken shirt.
You had that the whole time, Sarah? I drove in with you today. I didn't even notice that.
Are you not realizing that everyone on the show is wearing a Kraken shirt?
Now I am, yes. Well, I gave Danny a hard time for wearing a Kraken shirt, and because I saw Joe go, and Joe told me, he was like, oh, yeah, they got him at Costco. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I saw that story yesterday, which is somebody sent that to me. I thought, that's really cool.
Well, fun story, I had to go to Costco yesterday because I was killing some time, and so I just figured I'd pick one up for everyone that wanted a Kraken shirt.
You had to go to Costco because you were killing some time?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Boy, I wish I had that kind of time. Yeah. Even with the pandemic.
You could if you delete maybe like 300 of the videos and television shows that you like to watch.
And that's a good point.
Yeah.
I just can't
not
do it.
Watching them.
Come on, Steve.
You're shaming him. Yeah. I wish I was less busy. You know, I got all these TV shows I watch.
Danny's an idiot. All he does is just, you know, kill time and everything. With me, I got important TV to watch.
So important.
The crazy part is I had to kill some time. I went to Costco yesterday as well. I had to get chicken. Uh-huh. And now it's like, oh, I heard they have Kraken shirts. And I go there and Puyallup, no Kraken shirts. And I was so mad. I was like, I can't believe I went to Costco. Went there for the damn Kraken shirt. See people in Seattle, people in Covington. Everyone's got the damn Kraken shirt.
They really didn't have them at the Puyallup Costco?
No.
Oh, I didn't even, you know, I didn't even think about going yesterday because I could have gone to the Qua, but I don't know if they maybe they didn't have them there either.
Unless like I got there before they put them out on display, but there was no Kraken shirts and I was devastated.
Well, you know what they got to do, don't they?
What?
They got to get Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
And I show up this morning. And it's so funny how Danny and I have the same mindset. I'm like, I'm going to pick up shirts for everybody, and it'll be a cool surprise. I show up this morning, there's Danny, I got you a Kraken shirt. I'm like, this is the best day ever.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
What? So what I don't understand is that the definition of everybody, I feel like I don't know if I've got one anywhere. Did I miss a memo? Or
no, you said the other day on air, you said that you don't want one until your birthday. So I didn't get you one.
Oh, is that what I said, Danny?
You lost your mind. You were
yelling at your children.
I can't buy any shirts because my children told me not to, and I don't want Sarah to yell at me after the break.
And now you're missing out on Kraken Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Kraken Thursday. All right, fine. I'm sure the kids wouldn't have minded if you got one shirt. There's a lot of different colors and varieties out there. You probably could have said, look, we'll get him one and you can get him the other stuff.
I mean, he probably would look good in a blue Kraken shirt.
A blue Kraken shirt? Yeah. Maybe like this one right here?
Oh, you did get a Kraken shirt from me. Oh, thanks, Danny.
There you go.
Oh. This is the lamest attempt at trolling BJ ever. He didn't even realize we're all wearing Kraken shirts.
I'm sorry. See, you're going to have to really be more obvious because I'm old.
Be more obvious. We're all wearing giant S's on our chest.
Here's what I was going to say. I'm going to tell you, you get mad at me every time I notice something about your clothes, and you go, what is wrong with you? I noticed this morning.
I don't remember the last time I got mad at you.
Well,
we make fun of you because you notice like 10 months later.
Well, I actually sometimes will say stuff about Steve's clothes, and he'll give me that look like, you're a guy. Why are you even talking about what I look like? But this morning I walked in, and you had a gray shirt on. That is so weird for Steve. In my head, I said, that's so weird. He always wears black T-shirts.
No, I try to hide from you because I was like, he's going to know we're all wearing Kraken shirts because I have a gray shirt on.
Exactly. But I thought, you know what, BJ? I told that because I've been doing this work in my brain. That's not information that needs to be said. Steve gets to wear whatever he wants to wear. If he's
damn
wearing a gray shirt today, he's wearing a gray shirt.
So I wear a pink shirt tomorrow for all you care.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like I notice things and I don't want to be that guy going, hey, what are you doing? Where, you know, because a lot of my guy friends have said, you know, seriously, shut your brain off. No, you don't need to notice what I'm wearing.
But it's not just me. Everybody on the show has a Kraken shirt.
Well, I did talk about Danny's, and then I noticed at the last minute, I'm like, wow, Vicky's wearing a gray shirt and she does doesn't, she usually wears black and usually wears like a long sleever. And so I thought that's odd. And then, of course, I saw Joe with his Kraken shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right. Well, he and Danny are buddies. So I get that.
They probably Joe doesn't even know how to spell hockey and he's wearing a Kraken shirt.
Yeah. The one that got me is Sarah. I drove in with her today. Didn't even notice.
Well, was she wearing it coming in?
No.
Oh, no. So you flipped it over to
her.
Yeah,
I gave it to her.
Oh, all right. Well, I feel better about that.
Oh.
Did
you drive over to her house? That's an epic attempt at a troll.
Yeah. I'm excited, though, because I really didn't want to make the effort to go get one.
Dude, I really wanted one.
I was like,
I'm going to go get everyone shirts. This is going to be awesome. Because, like, in Costco, what, like, these are, like, $12, $13 shirts, which is insane.
It's very insane. It's
amazing.
Right, because like we're still waiting for our $40 shirts to show up in the mail. So I'm like, oh, this is great. Go to Costco, pick up some Kraken shirts. No Kraken shirts. And then Danny, thankfully, had some time to kill between things, so we went to Costco.
It was the perfect execution.
They were popular. I will tell you that. Like, they was just, they had the table with half Kraken shirts, half Mariner shirts, and everyone is just swarming the shirts. They were sold out of, like, the small gray ones already, and I was like, oh. And so I was, like, on the phone texting Rev, and Rev wouldn't text me back, so I was just, like, pacing back and forth until he texted me back.
As if you're not on your phone on the toilet.
Yeah, all the time.
I have to tell you, then they were smart because they didn't tell us about these Costco Kraken shirts until like a week or so after we already went and made our purchase at the NHL store.
Right. We got the impulse buys. We'll send these shirts to Costco.
Yeah.
I think they're over. I think they've got some shirts over at like Just Sports and other places as well. They're starting to show up in different sporting goods stores. But shout out to Costco, man, for cheap and actually it's a good quality shirt. As a t-shirt snob, I'm like, this is a comfortable shirt.
Yeah.
And it's only $12.
And I like the color schemes. I mean, the gray is nice. This blue is nice. And, you know, don't worry, kids. One shirt's not going to stop the birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still need more
well,
of them,
Danny,
man.
Well, Danny, I appreciate you thinking on me. I'll make sure I'll get you back for this because these, I mean, it's not like they're free.
Yeah, we're all Kraken fans here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awfully nice. Well, I did like you.
Release the Kraken.
I'm sorry I go to therapy, guys, because I would have been pissed normally.
We were all expecting it. I really
would have been pissed normally. I mean, I was getting a little irritated once, Steve, you pointed out everybody had one on. Then I was like, well, this is BS. I mean, you easily could have just told me, and I could have had Terry go to the store and get one. But then I realized, I see what you guys are doing. Anyway, yeah. You had one anyway.
And so. The big reveal. Here you go,
here you
BJ.
Go, BJ. And Danny just...
Enjoy your shirt.
Here you go, Danny. Here it is.
I'm actually more surprised you noticed. I was expecting him not to notice until the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just like, this is interesting. Everyone in this room is wearing a gray shirt.
I know.
Well, there are things that I notice, but I try to get my brain not to notice anymore so I don't go crazy because my brain gets hyperactive and notices everything. So,
well, now you got yourself a Kraken.
Yeah,
shirt.
This is awesome. I'm very excited about this.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I'm stoked.
It's nice to finally have an official piece of Kraken merchandise.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree because I felt like, oh, man, you got to wait so long. Not if you go to the right Costco. And Puelle, get it together. And I have no idea about what's going on over there in Issaquah. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they're just effing with me. They're like, yeah, we know Steve likes hockey. He's in Puelle. He's probably going to come here. Let's wait till like 4 o'clock to put those out.
Yeah, nice.
And Mariner stuff. I got my chicken, in case you guys were wondering.
They got Mariner stuff and chicken. Yeah. All right. Which one was selling better?
The chicken.
Yeah. Well, that's to be. Yeah. Well, go 2021 is what I say. True to the 2021.
Oh, Bonnie Lake Costco. They've got Kraken shirts.
All right. So you got to go to Bonnie Lake, apparently.
I don't have to go anywhere anymore. I've got my shirt.
Yeah, you got his.
You've got one.
Yeah, but I've got all the other colors coming at some point. I've got a blue shirt coming. I've got a black shirt coming.
I think I made out because I had to wait for my birthday. Now the kids can go to Costco. Actually, they made out. They're going to get a much more affordable price shirt.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah. And Danny, what color shirt did I order from you? Is it the same color?
Blue, I think.
Yeah, it's blue.
Is it this
one? It's a different blue. It's the release the Kraken.
Oh,
that's right. It's more like the dark Kraken blue.
Yeah. Oh, it is the release the Kraken anyway. Yep. It's not even the S. So that's awesome. That's perfect. I'm all cracked up.
Never been more happy to have S on my chest, I tell you.
That hasn't happened since Cleveland.
Ew.
Sorry. We got a couple that learned a very valuable lesson. It's frowned upon to walk your dog while naked. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and today is BJ's special day. Not only did he get a Kraken t-shirt from Danny amongst all of us.
Looks good.
It's also your special day, BJ. It's National Cheesecake Day.
Is it really?
It is.
That's funny.
Jeez, after we talked about that yesterday and
right?
All that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's National Cheesecake Day. So go to the Cheesecake Factory because they're releasing a new flavor today, and it's actually sounds pretty delicious. It's the chocolate caramelicious cheesecake made with Snickers.
Oh, I might try that. Ooh.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'll try.
I mean, this is just called that crack.
Yeah, I mean,
there's some dollops of whipped cream on there.
Is there any cheesecake actually even in there when you look at it? I mean, it's really like, I think that's cheesecake, but there's a lot of Snickers.
There's a lot of Snickers. There's a lot of chocolate and like a nice little layer of caramel or caramel, however you pronounce it.
Okay.
And that just looks good. I want to eat all of that.
I pronounce it delicious.
Actually, yeah. I would try that. I'm not, you know, I don't hate cheesecake. I just don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, if you put that in front of me, I'll eat it.
And today they'll be donating $1 to Feeding America for every slice of any of their cheesecakes. So they have like 30 different flavors that are sold today. And then they're doing some other charity as well starting tomorrow, along with the chocolate caramelicious cheesecake made with Snickers. When you purchase it, they'll donate some money to Feeding America as well for like the rest of the, it looks like for the rest of the year. So that's pretty cool.
Whoa. I need to adopt you guys. That way I can take my family in and we can have some.
Yes. And now you know when you eat that brand new cheesecake, you're doing something good for the community.
Ah, see, that's the reason I needed.
Now, I don't think they're going to unveil this as a new flavor at the Cheesecake Factory, but one man, he was in California eating some fettuccine Alfredo from the Cheesecake Factory, and he bit down on something weird.
Oh, boy.
And what was it?
No, don't tell me.
It was a latex glove.
Oh.
Glove.
That's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
But now he's a little worried. Because, you know, who knows? In the world of coronavirus, he's worried. Maybe he has the virus from that. Who knows? Or maybe he just ate a latex glove.
I understand that things happen, but there has to be some type of responsibility. My husband was eating his fettuccine Alfredo, and he took a bite, and he thought it was hard chicken or some overcooked, you know, cheese. Come to find out, it was a latex glove that had been melted into the food. My husband's diabetic and high risk. Immediately, it's like this pit in the bottom of your stomach.
That's not cheese.
Yeah, it's not cheese.
That's a very rubbery cheese.
I can understand her, you know, being upset, and I don't know what she wants them to do. Sometimes mistakes happen. What are you going to do?
Maybe she just wants an apology. Or maybe she wants one of these new Snickers caramelicious cheesecakes.
The problem is, if the husband's diabetic, I don't think I would like that, but I don't know if we should give them that.
Well, it's more for her than him. He's not talking to the media. It's her. Yeah, quiet her.
Are you if you're not diabetic, miss, here you go. Otherwise, I mean, give her something. Say, we're sorry. Would you like a coupon? I think that's nice, but let's not get all, like, you know, crazy. Just, you know, get him tested and hopefully he's okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You'd be a great manager at the Cheesecake Factory. Let's not get crazy, lady. Get them tested and then go on your way.
And here's a coupon.
Yeah.
What else could I do?
You can't do much more than that.
I really can't.
At least an apology.
And here's a... Oh, I will... Yeah, we're very, very sorry. We don't want to serve you the latex. That's for the better customers. You know, I mean, you pay more for the latex cheese that we have.
So some cops in Massachusetts are dealing with an interesting situation that happened at 6:30 in the morning on Monday, because there was a couple, they were walking their dog.
Okay.
Somewhat normal. Problem was, this couple decided to dress like their dog and were completely naked as they were walking their dog.
Oh, really? In Massachusetts?
Yes.
Ooh, that's right. Making it in Massachusetts used to be our motto.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were naked, but the dog had like a sweater on? I don't know why. I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be very funny.
Anyways, yeah, the guy's name is Kevin. He's 30 years old. The woman's name is Mariel. She's 32. And the cops had to track him down because they took off running. They also started attacking when the cops caught up with them.
Okay.
And they were both arrested for indecent exposure, assault, and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Did they say if drugs were involved?
Yeah, they did say that they did not get a straight answer when it came to why they were walking their dog naked. But they did tell the cops that their dog, Lucy, is, quote, a very good dog.
Oh, well, that's the important part of the story.
But it was 6:30 in the morning. Do you think this couple were wasted?
Yeah.
6:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you're naked, and the first thing you say is Lucy's a good dog.
Well, she is.
And then you're getting belligerent with the cops. You're naked.
We have good news, guys.
What's going on?
You know, like we always said, Ryan Reynolds is the hero that we did not deserve. And yet another example of it.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, thanks to him. That woman that lost her teddy bear, remember we talked about that story a couple of days
ago? Right.
Where she lost a bunch of stuff was stolen, including a teddy bear that had like a little speaker box inside of it, and it was a voice message from her mom.
Yeah.
So she's like, please just get me that back. It got to Ryan Reynolds, he tweeted about it. I retweeted it, so I feel like it was my retweet that really helped.
You are the hero that we needed.
But the way a woman's based in Vancouver, and apparently somebody came forward and said, yeah, I was able to find it based on all the stuff that was being talked about. And brought it back to the woman. They met up. I guess two guys in a public place met up with her, handed the bear over to her, saying that they saw security footage of the theft, recognized the thief, and saved the bear from that guy.
Do you believe that story?
Yeah, I feel like they might have something to do with the theft.
I surely do.
I'm no forensics guy.
But no questions asked is no questions asked.
Well, I don't know if Ryan Reynolds has given them the $5,000 just yet, but he did tweet in happier news. Thank you, everyone who searched high and low. To the person who took the bear, thanks for keeping it safe. Vancouver is awesome. Hashtag found Mara's bear.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all it said.
Nothing about Steve Miggs?
No.
And the retweet?
No.
Oh,
she did talk about everything that went on, and here she is just talking about the whole experience.
Around 9:30 p.m. last night, I got an email from the Good Samaritan that liberated the bear from the actual thief who took it. He had seen the CCTV footage of the theft and recognized him right away. And so he sent me an email, and we met at a safe space.
And she even at some point talked about how like her mom thought that this whole entire circus would be pretty funny if she was alive to hear what happened. I guess she had a good sense of humor. So congratulations, you got your bear back.
That's the important thing.
And I think the people who gave you the bear were the ones who stole it. That's just
Oh, I totally agree.
I'm no detective.
How did they liberate the bear from the criminal and the criminal is still at large?
We saw surveillance footage.
Yeah, and how did you know where to go get the criminal? And did you, at this point, do you call the authorities?
What's more believable, that or the Mariners won yesterday?
Wait, they won?
Wait,
they won yesterday?
They did.
What?
10-7.
Wow. Oh, hey.
Big win, Mariners. Beating the Angels.
That's right, Angels. How do you feel about that?
Kyle Seager brought in 3 runs. Dylan Moore hit a 3-run home run. Mariners play them again tonight, 6:40. You can watch that game on Root Sports. Congratulations to Russell Wilson. How about this? There was a big survey done with all the players where they're asking players to rank the best player in the NFL.
Oh.
So the NFL just released the top 10 players of their top 100 list as far as like the top players in the NFL voted by the players. And Russell Wilson, number 2.
Oh, really?
Who do you think was number 1?
Oh, gosh, it's got to be Brady, right?
Wrong. Nope, not even in the top 10.
Tom Brady's not in the top 10?
Time to change, brah.
Whoa. Well, then Mahomes, right?
Wrong. And actually, a lot of people are pissed off that Mahomes wasn't number 1, which I'm surprised, too. I thought Patrick Mahomes would be number 1. Super Bowl MVP, stud of a quarterback. It is a quarterback. It's not Russell Wilson. It's not Mahomes who came in at number 4. Aaron Donald came in at number 3.
Well, there's only one other person I can think of that should get it, but I'll let the other people take guesses.
All right, Danny.
It's a quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Wrong.
Nope, not even in the top 10. Vicky.
I was going to say Aaron Rodgers. I don't know too many football players.
I didn't think you did. Rev, I'm curious to see what football player Rev can come up with.
Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh, I thought, well, at least it wasn't Johnny Unitas.
He is a quarterback.
All right, I'll have my third guess.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Wrong.
What?
Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yep.
Well, you know,
these are the top players in the NFL as voted by the players.
Here's the funny thing about that is that, you know, he and Mahomes both deserve it. And for some reason, you know, and I mean, even though I think the reason Russell got as high as he did is because you're going longer than, you know, the whole career. Those two guys are relatively young in their careers. And Russell, what? He won a Super Bowl second year, too, right?
I think it was his second year
he won a Super Bowl.
I believe you're right. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like that, you know. And
was it the second or was it the third?
I really thought it was the second, but I could be. I thought the first year we went to Atlanta and we'll be back and won.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
And so Mahomes, is this his second or third year? I can't remember. But anyway, relatively young in their careers, they both won a Super Bowl, but Russell's been around longer. And same thing for Lamar Jackson. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He hasn't even gotten into it yet.
And I don't know what this texter is thinking as they're smoking some crack. He's like, he's a running back, Steve.
No, Lamar Jackson
is a quarterback.
Who does actually have the skills of a running back. I agree with you that you could confuse him for a running back with the way that dude rushes all the time, but unfortunately, he didn't make it to the big game. And, you know, they lost to Kansas City.
That's right.
So what are you going to do about that, people?
Well, it's nice to see Russell Wilson getting the respect that he deserves.
Yes.
And I know he got a lot of love from Jamal Adams, the new member of the Seahawks. He's, like, all about it on social media. It's been fun seeing this love fest right now with our new player. That's kind of cool to see that there's a lot of respect and love for each other on there.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 84 degrees and sunny. It's another nice day. That's a mixed report, and that's what's up.
And before you correct me, I misspoke. I mean, the Ravens didn't actually lose to Kansas City to not get in the Super Bowl. My point is that Lamar Jackson has lost to Mahomes of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And so there you go.
Someone said I was wrong. It's Dick Butkus. That's the best
Dick
player in the NFL.
Dick Butkus right there.
It is the best name. It's still the GOAT of names.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
No Dick Trickle, but still
pretty
good.
I know, yeah, right? That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. Wrong sport, but still a great name.
That's a great, yeah, Lily. We're going to talk great names. Got to put Dick Trickle in the conversation.
It's like, wow, Tebow didn't make the top 10? That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Russell really, I mean, on every level, Russell Wilson is an amazing player, and I'm glad that he's getting some recognition from the other players in the league. That's, you know, like the comic, the actor's actor. That's a nice compliment.
Well, I mean, some say he's amazing. Others say
it was tremendous.
He's tremendous.
Tremendous, amazing. All he does is win, including make baby's name win.
That's true.
Russ is getting banged. You know, he's a stud about that.
That's the thing. He really is. I mean, he's got the proof. He's got win. So there you go. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which actor played the role of John Bender in The Breakfast Club?
Ooh, Judge Reinhold.
No.
Oh, crap. Emilio Estevez.
No.
Oh, I can see him, but I can't say
it. Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. I know
it's
who it is.
Gonna kill you, man.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen.
No.
Yeah, you were confusing your judge. With your judge. You had the judge, and it was Judd Nelson. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, then. Call us at 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.